Right, welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I am one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to the VHS Strikes Back. It's not the VHS Strikes Back. This is Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island, UK season 10, episode 32. Had a moment there, Chris. It's just our usual VHS slot, so sort of went into it a bit too easily there. But anyway, with Love Island, Chris, that's what we're discussing today. My notes are all over the place. Where would you like to start?
Well, I've got to prefix this whole episode that we're doing, Dave, but basically, I think pretty much all of them are a bunch of bell ends. just they are. I want to ask you, Dave, and I'm struggling with this a little bit, is this Catherine and Scott situation. So I think we talked about it, and we were right to call Scott out. His behaviour was terrible. He was really snidey and snipey. I think it was a pride thing. She had got with Elon. Still don't believe that they're going to be together, but they seem happy. And then him and Catherine had a bit of a chat. And, you know, tried to iron it all out and everything was fine. But I can't help. There's just something in the back of my head thinking that we sort of let Catherine off. She's a nice person, but we've let her off a bit lightly. Not that it really matters in the grand scheme of things, because once this show's finished, nobody's going to give about who any of these people are other than when we get the announcements to split up. But I don't know. It's just something's been niggling me, Dave. I didn't think she'd come across very well. And I've got to say, one of my favourite people in the villa is Whitney, Dave, because she checks everybody and tells them straight. And I like Whitney and Lachlan, who she's with. She does not mess about. She called Catherine out and she was having a go at Scott and that. And she's like, no, we don't do that. And I think she's dead sensible, but I think she's got a mischievous side to her. So I think out of all these bellends, she's probably the one who isn't a bellend in my eyes, Dave. So I'll take it back slightly. They're not. She's the only, but I do like her and I think she's been a real friend. So I don't know. But Dave, there's something about it that is just bothering me and I can't work out why.
So I think if you look at the couples who've recoupled, or the girls, if you like, recoupled when they were properly coupled up. So you've got Ella and you've got Catherine. You know, they both, I don't think we really expected them to couple up going into Casa Amor, and they had done. But I kind of feel like Ella's position of, you know, giving Ty a hard time, and it's like, well, what's going to be different tomorrow to what it is today? I think that from my perspective, that makes her position more hypocritical. And we'll get back to Ty and Ella in a bit, I'm sure. Catherine was like, well, you could see she had a good connection with Elon. It happens, doesn't it? You know, it's not to invalidate the connection she had with Scott. It just happened. She recoupled and then she came back in, and then Scott was a bell end, and I thought she was a bell end back. And it was just like, yeah, I again, for me, that's neutral on that. But it did make me laugh, Chris, when Scott comes in, when he sits her down. And I hadn't thought Scott was being particularly fake. Obviously, that was the accusation from some of the other lads, wasn't it? But the way he sort of sat her down was if he wanted to have the kind of conversation Ty was having, you know, is to like, look, you know, I've been a bit of a bell end, but it's okay. I've got past it now. Can we start fresh and go at this again? But Catherine was just not having any of it at all. And so it just seemed like he was flogging a dead horse to me. So I that's for Scott. However, what I would say is once I got past my amusement, the feeling that it left me with was, well, actually, maybe Catherine's feelings were fake. Maybe how she was behaving with Scott was fake.
Yeah.
Because the way she completely dismissed him and just was clearly not asked at all about, you know, all right, I'll take your apology, whatevs, you know, can we go now? So, I think overriding to it, they're not really understanding each other. They're not communicating very well. It's clear Scott is, you know, a bit annoyed by it. But yeah, it does sort of make me question like Catherine's sort of behavior and how authentic it was beforehand. So I don't know. I still think there are bigger bell ends, but I know what you mean.
Oh, no, yeah, I agree. There's definitely bigger bell ends in there. And I do think the one thing I will say, pulling it back, is they weren't at, like, the advanced stage of the relationship. You know, Scott had sort of looked over his shoulder and explored the villa and that. So he doesn't completely get away with it. But, yeah, you're probably right. And then maybe it is that. Maybe it's just the whole thing with Love Island. I think what's weird is everyone who seems to have come back with a partner, other than Mitch, obviously, seems to be like, well, I've brought them back, but what's your problem? You know, that. So maybe I don't get that. Maybe they'll get back together. Maybe it's a test. I don't know, Dave. So that's a good way to put it, actually. But
I don't think this one's a test, though, is it? I think this one's just dead and buried. I think, you know, some of the others are tests, but I just see it absolutely dead in the water now for Scott and Catherine. There's no way back for them. Although, you know, it's fucking Love Island, isn't it? So
anything can happen, Dave. Yeah, anything can happen. But also, I mean, I know like Montel didn't come across very well with Lee when he had his non-PG incident in the bed, but I did like the way, Dave, he just threw it out there. She was questioning him a little bit on the veranda and he just went, well, you've got to realise there's people, other people in here in worse situations. And she just bought it. And that was the end of that. And I was like, and I said to you, I don't believe Leah anyway. I think Leah just wants to stay in there, David. You know, like even when she was getting told what he'd allegedly done, obviously we're not there to see it. She's just sort of, oh, thanks for telling me. It's like, no, the guy you're with looks like he's cheated on you. No, it's fine. Don't worry. We'll be fine. So, yeah, I just thought that was, it did make me laugh, Dave. I don't know why. It just was like, oh, he's got away with that one.
That was a ninja-like move, wasn't it? I mean, there was expert stuff there. So, I mean, the last time we spoke, as I said, you know, that thing won't have gone away. She's going to, you know, it's going to play on her mind. She's going to bring that up and have it out with him. And I guess I was half right, you know, so she did come back to him with it. But, yeah, like I say, a bit of a... Or a Cruyff turn, Chris, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of showed her one way, then went the other way. And she got sold with the dummy. She's like, oh, right, fair enough. So I don't know if that one is put to bed now. I mean, I don't know. Movie night coming up, Chris. I think we're going to maybe see a bit of under the covers footage.
Well, Dave, I think you've made a good point there. Movie night is going to be... I think there's going to be a few people called out on this movie night because you look at Sammy and Jess, Dave. So let's move on slightly. Sammy, I don't get it. Jess is a lovely girl. She tells it how it is. She's probably up there with Whitney. She's very down the line, very straight in the way she delivers things. She doesn't stand any messing, but she keeps going back to Sammy, who brought Amber back, Dennis Wise's daughter, which... Let's be honest, Ian Sterling, fuck me. Why are you bringing the fucking Cal Fogarty jokes back in, but just saying Dennis Wise? Not funny, mate. Yeah. He's doing my head in this series, and being honest, I think he's been shit. But it's like Sammy just sits there, and I don't know what it is about him, but Jess is just like a magnet to him, and he doesn't treat her well at all, but then talks in riddles and then sort of spins it on Jess as if it's Jess's fault. So I don't like the guy, Dave. I've said this for weeks, and he was the one giving advice. Stuff and calling out Scott of all people. I was like, wow, mate, you nothing. So I just think that's what's annoying me about everyone is why are they going back to these people who are treating them badly? I don't get it.
But he's the most, you know, last season, I think it was Luca Bish, wasn't it? And then you had the other lad, the rugby player from Castleford. What was his name?
Oh, Jake, was it Jake?
Jack. Yeah, Jack, but it was spelled with Jack. A Q, wasn't
sorry,
it?
Yeah, Jake's the one, yeah, Jack.
So the pair of them, you could see that, like, actually, they could be quite dangerous, you know, in terms of the way they gaslight. You can see how it works. And Jess, she kind of comes with all the bravado and all the, you know, the apparent confidence, and she's quite loud and stuff. But I think there's probably a lot of insecurity under there because... He shouldn't even be in with a chance at all, should he? Because he never comes up with anything convincing. He's just quite bullish about, you know, oh, well, you know, I did this because this reason, and then, you know, you made me do this. And that. Like, I don't like the way he sort of flips everything round. And I agree. I don't. Jess should just walk away from him. And, you know, I don't know. Abby Wise, is she there for Sammy, or is she there because it was a ticket into the villa? I'm not sure. I mean, saw her a little bit earlier. So apparently she was supposed to be a bombshell, but she was ill for a bit. So she ended up, you know, went back to the UK for a bit, came back for Casa. I think it's just, you know, possibly a whisper from the producer's ear. Sammy, well, you know, she's sort of famous by association, you know, so this is our, you know, footballer's daughter of the season. So we can't just have her in for a couple of episodes. So, yeah, he's gone back to Jess. Let's see. I mean, fucking hell. I think if anyone should be shitting themselves over movie night, I think it should be Sammy, but I'm not that confident. Whatever they show, and I'm sure it's going to be shitty, I'm sure it's going to show him going from Abby to, was it Gabby?
Gabby, yeah.
And, you know, and then Jess will give it the big one, but then she'll probably go back to him again. So it's quite toxic, actually.
You know what? That's a very good, and I think you're right. I don't think whatever they do, Sammy will still be sat there smiling. What are you going to do about it? I think you're right, Dave. And I think what sort of prefixed the whole thing was that Ella was giving Jess relationship advice, Dave. And I was like, well, I didn't see that coming at all. And it leads on, Dave. It's almost like I knew what I was doing there with that segue. But Ty and Ella, I did laugh a little bit when Ty decided he was going to make a play for Katie, didn't he? And he's gone over a couple of episodes. And Ella is like, what's he doing? What's he doing? And she sat with Catherine. But I think Catherine was sort of winding Ella up a little bit, I thought, there. And then she gets really annoyed when he's there rubbing her hair, isn't he, and all this. And Katie even says to him, like, don't be using me as a, you know, like, within your game here in your relationship. But I give Ella a Jew, she came over and she didn't mess about. She went straight in, like, is this a thing? And then he's giving it a back. But I think I still, in the back of my head, don't understand Ella's logic, because I'm like, you've brought somebody in with you, Uzi, you know, like, great guy, great looking person, looks dead level headed. It all stinks of a producer, you know, little whisper in Ella's ear, or, you know, bringing back, it's going to create drama, because they've now got this whole reconciliation arc. But for half of the episode, I was in thinking, oh, this is all going to go off now. This is really going to go. And there was. And they had a bit of a bust up together. And I thought what Ty said was right. I do think he needed humbling, and he's been disrespectful to Ella in the past. But from this point of Casa Ramor, I don't really think he's done anything wrong. What is he supposed to do? I think she just wants him to fight for Ramor. And his behaviour before that dictates that's why she's done it. She's done it to get to that point. But did she kiss Uzi, Dev? I can't remember. Did she actually kiss him? Because they're going to show that in movie night if she did.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I remember there was a scene where he went in for the kiss. Uzi went in for the kiss and said, no. You know, they were close. But I don't know. I don't know if they actually kissed or not.
Yeah, I can't remember. We could be way off. They may have done. But I just think movie night is going to expose Ty for anything. And conveniently, they've got back together, Dave, just as we lead into movie night, because we've got the whole arc. I thought what he said was dead. You know, he was dead honest with his delivery in that. You know, I think the way he framed it and that was great. And they're happy. But these are not a good couple for me. These are a toxic couple. No. And this sort of childish bullshit is going to carry on. It'd be great for us watching it as viewers, Dave, without a doubt, but not good for each other. And she's but also the little bit of rumors we saw about it was going to be Ty and Ella will get back together and then Uzi will get with Katie. And that's exactly what happened then, did it? They went and had a discussion. They're not together, but they have a discussion then and feeling each other out. And you're like, this is playing as exactly as the rumors have been saying. So I don't know. Look, if it's producer-led, it's been good TV. I was one of the worst of moaning about the winter one. So I've really invested in all these couples. I really am. But, yeah, I did like the fact that Mitch was pissing himself when Ella come over to give Ty a fucking piece of her mind. And he is pissing himself laughing. He's always there laughing his head off when it kicks off. So I don't think she appreciated that. But, I mean, What did you think of all that, Dave? Because it was a lot to unpack with them two. That was just like, are they going to get back together, aren't they? And ultimately, pretty much they have.
I think we said it in the recoupling episode. 2 days and they'll be back together. And that's exactly what it ended up being. I think you've nailed it in terms of they're just a toxic couple. They were a toxic couple before, and then they had this, we're going to close ourselves off now. Aren't we great now? But they were fucking toxic up to that moment. And then since then, you know, you say Ty hasn't really done anything since he's come back. He's acted like a fucking petulant, spoiled brat, to be honest. I mean, he behaved quite horribly, actually, when he realized that she walked back with someone else. Again, not many of us are going to be in that position, are we? So it's hard to say, I would have done this, because it's hard to say, isn't it? It's probably a shitty position to be in. But then the whole thing with Katie, he even says, you know, he just did it to hurt her.
Yeah.
So he didn't do it, and he's not even considering for a second Katie's. Well, what if Katie did actually catch some feelings in these interactions with him? You know, he's not thinking about that at all. So he's just thinking of himself. And I feel like Ella's whole attitude to it all is, yeah, I brought him back. So what? But, you know, now I've decided on you. What's your fucking problem? That's her whole attitude for me. So, yeah. I don't know, fucking deserve each other, Chris.
I think so. And then more I watch it, the more I'm like, you know, like you always do the classic Roger Murtaugh, but it's basically, I'm too old for this shit. Because it's just like, we were brought up, and now I feel old. I feel we're a different generation of like, if you were doing stuff like this, it's over, isn't it? It's very rare. Yeah. If you were getting away with cheating and just fobbing it off with your missus and that, like if you're younger, you've no way that relationship would last. These days, it just seems to be part of the course, doesn't it? Like, you know, well,
yeah,
I'll give you another chance. Yeah, what's that? You've done a hunt the slip around the villa. Yeah, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend, because that's probably what's going to come next, Dave. So,
That's because we, at our core, we call the producers out, they call manipulation, and when it's blatantly scripted, I mean, it's. But at our core, we still believe that this is kind of authentic and it happens naturally, and I think, you know, yeah, even the producers, they can't interfere with some of this stuff, because, you know, if they do have a little quiet conversation, it's like, you know, we know this is not going to be, you know, we're not going to get married, are we? But actually, I kind of like you and you kind of like me. We can ride this gravy train for 3 to 6 months after this. We can get our magazine deals and whatever. We can build up our social media following. Yeah, seems like a good deal, actually.
That's the one, Dave. That is the dream. Dave, have you got anything else before we go into something else?
Again, we don't have fucking moan, don't we? And I think what one of the things where you can tell we're enjoying it is when we're going at the couples like this. I can't fucking wait to movie night, because it's going to be interesting where it goes, because I think if they don't show any kind of kissing with Ella and Uzi, I think Ty might be all right with it, although he's shown himself to be quite immature, so maybe actually seeing it, maybe he reacts a little bit differently. I tell you what, though, I don't think the girls are going to like Ty and his fucking Jake performance.
Nope.
The way he was egging on everyone else. So I think he's going to come off quite badly. And as for fucking Sammy.
but I think you're right. I think he doesn't matter. He doesn't care. I think he's
But I think everyone else will.
Yeah, everyone else will. But I think you're right. The Jake play from Ty is going to come back and bite him, without a doubt, Dave. I'm with you. I think I'm waiting for that. That's going to be the one where it'll just, everyone will be like, oh, I can't believe you've done it. Because he just, the line he says is, right, lads, you should treat it as a lad's holiday. That's the line he actually said to them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is...
But do you not think we're going to see Katie do the, what goes on in Casserimore stays in Casserimore?
Yeah, and she did absolutely nothing. We're going to see that.
Yeah. Right. I'll have a margarita, please. But I actually think, I mean, they're billing it up for Sunday night, aren't they? But if I think back to the last season, didn't they do that before? And then we have just a regular episode, and then movie night appears right in the last few seconds. Yeah, I'm hoping we do get movie night tonight, but I don't know. I think they might cliffhanger us.
No, well, let's see. Let's see. They did say it was coming, didn't they? So I do hope they do, because this season we've not had them weekend cliffhangers, have we? Where a Friday we just go, oh, you know, and then it goes off. So they have closed off any evictions and that. So let's see. But anyway, Dave, sorry, we've got a couple of emails, Dave. So, but this one from Anna, and it says, my thoughts on the recoupling of Ella and Uzi. This is my first email this series, but I had to get my thoughts to you on this. I'm pleased Ella recoupled, as Uzi seems to make her genuinely happy. I know it's the honeymoon stage, but it's the first time in the whole series you've got through an entire three shows with Ella smiling. Ty has been upsetting Ella regularly from the start. That's a good point. Ty may have alluded to his pre-show game plan when he was talking about his anger to the boys. He said that before he came in, he said that if he was left standing at the fire pit alone after Cass, he would not get back with the girl. He also alluded to the fact that he had closed himself off before Cass saw that his situation would not happen. This makes me think he's closing himself off was a plan to avoid embarrassment, because he knew Cass was approaching and this was more about protecting his ego than Ella. Uzi is so much kinder to Ella. Ella did annoy me, which is true too, as instead of owning a decision and saying he's better looking, he lives down the road from me and he's far nicer to me than you are, she said that she did it because she thought Ty would. That's a complete cop-out. It's true. Highlight of the show, having Ty's smug face after his unconvincing speech changed so rapidly when Ella walked in. My normal highlight is anything Zach has said, even beat my favourite Zachism so far, making a mountain out of a molehole.
Oh, that was brilliant, to be fair.
Thanks, guys. I genuinely wasn't going to watch this season and genuinely only did so I could listen to you two moan. And I'm so glad I did, since I'm really enjoying it, Anna. So that was a great email, that one, Dave.
Yeah, that was a brilliant one. I forgot that about the mole hole. And actually, they went into the hideaway, didn't they? And again, I stand by my kind of uncomfortableness with this, the way this hideaway thing has evolved now. It's like a weird fucking voyeurism thing.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? It is strange. And I think we're past the I said to you, the hideaway does my head in now, Dave, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But anyway, next email's from Crispian. So great, but why is Scott being turned upon? Hi, Chris and Dave. I love all your input. I've been reading and hearing loads of people questioning why Scott has been getting the shitty stick treatment from Catherine and most of the rest of the villa. And I can't believe that I'm the only one who seems to have noticed what's happened. Namely, Ty happened. The whole thing with Scott being sidelined all started with Ty whispering in Montel's ear saying he didn't believe in the connection. Montel agreed, who then in Chinese whisper fashion passed that idea on to Catherine's friends, who then passed that on to Catherine. And each time it got passed on, they all believed it a little more until Catherine believed it herself and it split her and Scott. Bear in mind that until a week ago, before they all these whispered doubts, they were the strong couple, their friends were happy for them. It's the same way that Ty tried to split Whitney and Mehdi, though Whitney saw this happening and told Ty to stop messing in a relationship. And at that, Ty even admitted he was just messing about, stirring the shit. Ty then instigated Montel and Sammy to try out the Casa Girls. Are you seeing the theme here? Ty's a bit of a manipulator. Of course, he'll come unstuck on movie night, but I've enjoyed watching his actions, the best of which is to be scuppering of Ellie and Uzi's perfect relationship. She just loves being miserable and can't wait to be Miss Ty 101, though Miss Ty 102, 103, 104. We'll be replacing one another before the plane lands at Gatwick. I just hope Uzi gets to stay and find someone deserving of him, which he's definitely not, Ella. Anyway, keep up the good work. Love your cast. All the best, Crispian. So, great email that, Dave.
Yeah, and Uzi just, he's just like an adult, isn't he? Yep. He's an adult in amongst children. So, Chris, for me, the couple that would get my vote, get Uzi and fucking Whitney together. They can be mum and dad of the villa, and you know that they seem the only normal people who have normal behaviour. But yeah, the thing about Ty, you know, I guess I hadn't thought about that. So I'm saying that it's had me question Catherine's, you know, projections about how she was feeling about Scott, because just the way she completely dismissed him. But maybe that's a thing just to protect herself. Maybe it was more that she felt like Scott's being fake, so I just need to close that door off. You know, it could be that. I still think I'm on the fence, I think, with that.
I think, and the good thing is, Dave, it's different perspective on the emails. It's always good when someone else throws some stuff in there. So thank you for them two emails. Brilliant stuff, guys. If you want to email us, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, @cdrealitycast. Please get over to Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. Come join us over there, guys. We really appreciate everyone who's on there and all the comments and the feedback. And the chat is going crazy because it's great stuff. It must be a good series because we've got so many people talking about it. So please come and join us. If you do want to support us, get over to patreon.com/CD Reality Cast. So the roll call of honor for today is Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Macy, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Kate, Maggie, Kristen, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Brianna, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Tracy, Lauren, Lucky Rudy Green, and Ken Gustafson. So thanks a lot, guys. All your support. We really appreciate it. And we go into Dave. I think it's week 5 of 8. So we're over halfway. And some would say, thank God, because I know me and you will, Dave.
You know what? I know we haven't done it daily. This season feels to me like much more sustainable. I remember last, the winter Love Island. By this point, I was like, fuck my life. This was horrendous, and like every day, but I've been enjoying it. That helps probably more than anything, that it's been a good season, but it does seem to have been motoring along, this one.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you're right. Just because it's been enjoyable to do, whether it's because we're not doing it daily, I don't know. But I think it's more sustainable as well. I totally agree. And I have enjoyed it because we're just talking about it, Dave. Last series, we were just running off scraps, weren't we, all the time? So, yeah, really, we're running off scraps.
Yeah. But thank you very much, sir. It's great. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to all our supporters. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.